Once upon a time, when the Creator created the world for the first time, He made people to stay at one place, and that place was surrounded by mountains, ocean, and there was greenery on another side, and there were beautiful tents around, and the Creator waited. The people who were in the village, they continued to stay in that village. Not a single one of them ventured to move out, to find out what is there beyond the horizon, what is there on the top of the mountain, what's there far off in those tents. They continued to stay at one point of, at one place only. And the Creator was watching from above for some activity, for some animation, for some enthusiasm on the part of these villagers. But the life was dull, the life was drab, the life was listless, and there was no activity, and the villagers continued to be lazy, slothful all the time. The Creator could not see this anymore, and so the Creator assumed the human form and came in that village. He made himself appear like a traveler. And he came there. It was just the time before evening. The sun was about to set. And he stood in one square and people gathered. And he started telling them, "Would you like to come with me beyond the horizon?" They said, "No, we are very old. We can't. We are happy here." Then he said, "Would you like to come with me to the mountains? Let's scale new heights. Let's see what is there on the top of the mountains." The villagers says, "No, it's too late. We can't. We are old now. You could have come earlier." The traveler said, "Would you like to come with me to the skies? We will talk about God and we will talk about the world beyond." The villager says, "No, we are very old, it's too late, it's difficult, it is impossible, and we can't do this." And then the traveler said, "Now let us sing and dance then." But the sun had already set, and they said, "We are old and it's darkness now, we can't dance anymore." And they all went back to their respective huts, houses. And the Creator, who was a traveler, kept on seeing them. Will they ever come back to Him? He started thinking. And he decided, "Let me remove all these words from the dictionary of humankind. Not impossible, difficult, late, can't do, can't go." And he kept on shouting, telling the villagers, "Come back. Life is continuity. It is never late. You can begin now. Don't say we are old and don't say we are late. And don't say it is impossible and don't say we can't do and don't say how it can be done. Life is continuity. Life is infinity. Life goes on. You can begin anytime, anywhere." Whether the villagers came back to him, we do not know. The story remains incomplete. But definitely when God comes on earth, He shows us the way, the ways, the method to remove all such words as difficult, impossible. Can't do. We are old. Nothing like that. Baba says everyone can do it. We'll try to revise yesterday's Murli. So what did Baba say? Yes. What did he say yesterday evening? That was the recorded Murli of 31st October 2007. He talked about self-respect. Okay. One. Then? Power of transformation. Then? Those who sing the songs. Okay. What else? Your ancestors. What else? Power of? Purity. Mm-hmm. And? Importance of purity. We are talking of yesterday evening Murli. Not today morning's Murli. Give blessings. Yeah, give blessings. What else? Three things. Your root of this tree. So this Murli we will try to divide into three things. Three. 12 times 3. First, 3. Soman. 3 self-respect. Babdada has come and he is seeing which children? Those who are Pooch. Those who are Purvach. And those who are root of these tree. Those who are charitable souls, pure souls, those who are ancestors, forefathers, progenitors of this world. The Murli is filled with elevated thoughts, higher consciousness, and Baba is reminding us that you are not ordinary souls. You are great souls. You are the pillars of this world. You are the most charitable soul on this planet earth. You are the Purvaj and you are the Adhar Murt. You are the image of upliftment. Image of upliftment of this world. You are at the root. So the Murli starts with these three elevated self-respects. These three Swamans. The second, again, three groups of people. Baba said, those people of the science, they can go to the moon, they can go to the space, but they do not have the simple knowledge who they are. And here, a child, an old mother, and those who stay in the path of pravritti, family, all three have their specialities. What is the speciality of a child? With intoxication. A child says, I am a soul. Even the no great soul of the world knows this. These old mothers, they say we have got God. And those great souls of the world, Mahatma, they say we do not, to find God is very difficult. Very difficult. And third, those who are in the path of family, Pravritti Mark, they say that we stay pure while staying in the family. Two reasons. What are the two reasons? Because God is between us. That is the first reason. And second, purity is our Swadharm, original religion. Because of two reasons, we say pure while staying in the path of Pravritti, while staying in the family, while staying in the household. So these are the three group of people. The varying age, a child, an old mother, and those who are in the path of family. So they have their own intoxications. And Baba said, this is the speciality of each one of you. So that's the second point. Three things again. Then, again three things. One song, Geet, Nasha and Nishchay. What is the song Baba remembered? I never heard that song. That's a new song. I don't know which song Baba. Those probably the song of Om Mandli. It's a Seth. And yeah, so they have not recognized. Only you have recognized. Only we have recognized. So Baba remembered that song. Probably that's an old song of the Om Mandli, which is, I don't know is there or not nowadays. Then Baba talked about Nishchay and Nasha. You have the intoxication, you have the Fakur, you have that inebriation, you are totally intoxicated and you have the Nishchay that you have got God. So you always keep on singing, you are full of intoxication and you have that faith, that Nishchay. So again, these three things. Then fourth, again three things. With the power of transformation, Parivartan Shakti, with the power of silence, you have done three transformations. What are the three transformations? Karan has turned into Nivaran. The problems have become solution. The Samasya has turned into Samadhan. Whatever is your difficulties, problems, you have got the solution to them, and the negative has turned into positive. Baba, remember, you give the course, don't you? In that you remember how to convert negative into positive. So Baba has come to remove all such words as negativity, all such words as samasya, problem, all such words as karan, reasons. You don't give any reasons, you don't have any more, any lame excuse for anything. You are God, God, that is your intoxication. And for you, nothing is impossible now. You have turned impossible into possible. That is your intoxication. So again, three things. Then, you are carefree emperor, Befikr Badsha. Three things. Your sankalp, thought, your words, and your relationships and connections. In all the three things, you are Befikr. You are without any stress, without any worry, without any tension, because you have given all your worries, tensions, anxiety, fears to Baba. In return, you have got intoxication. So you are what? Befikr Badsha. This is the fifth, I think. Yeah. Befikr Badsha. Then, again, three new things. One more song, Geet. And here it is that whatever we wanted to get, we have achieved. That is your song. And Baba said, stay in the seat of detached observership. And you will have enjoyment, moj. Look at every scene of this drama as a detached observer. Sit on the seat of Trikaldarshi. Sit on the seat of being the knower of the three aspects of time. And you will see this world as a Sakshi. So when you see this, when you look at this world as a detached observer, you remain unaffected. Nothing touches you, nothing affects you. And you enter into the stage of moj, pleasure. Spiritual pleasure, spiritual happiness, spiritual intoxication, spiritual rapture, ecstasy. So that phase of ecstasy, that phase of rapture, that phase of spiritual transport. In English, the highest stage of spirituality is known by different words. And one of the words that describes spiritual pleasure or inebriated stage is transport. It is the stage of spiritual transport. It is the stage of spiritual ecstasy. But that will happen when? When you see this world as a detached observer. Baba said, sit on the seat of... When you are on the seat, nothing can upset you. The moment you get down from the seat, things will start upsetting you. Why this? Why that? Why the, he this, does this? Why he does that? Then seventh, three causes of your vexation or disturbance. Chanchal man, your fickle mind. Second, wandering intellect. And third, old sanskars. So again, three things. That is seventh. Next, regarding this old sanskar, again three things. You say it is my sanskar. Baba says, I just wonder. What are you saying? What are you talking? And when you say it is mine, you have right over it. And you get trapped. So Baba described three types of sanskars. Old sanskar, that is the sanskar of Shudra, not yours. That is not your sanskar. Then Brahmin sanskar and Adi Anadi sanskar, your original and your eternal sanskars. These are your sanskar. If you are saying old, then old means it should be very old, not something in between. This is Madhya, this is middle, medieval sanskar. These sanskar, Madhya sanskar, they don't allow you to become Mahan, great. Three types of sanskars. Now, there is a big jump here. A big paragraph has been omitted from the original Murli. And suddenly, some new topic has come up. So, Punyatma. Baba said, who is Punyatma? You should have that intoxication that you are pure and charitable soul. And this Punyatma will have again three things. First, give blessings, dua dena. And when you give blessings, to receive blessing is understood. And Baba used the English word understood. So in giving, understood is included. And when you give blessing, the one whom you give blessing, in return he gives you blessing. So he gives, he becomes Khushnuma, he becomes, and the Vayumandal and the atmosphere becomes happy. So again, three things. Nine. Next, tenth, exercise. Spiritual exercise. Baba said you have to do one spiritual exercise throughout the day. Even if you get 1 minute, 2 minutes, do that spiritual drill. What is that? I am an angel. I am a Brahmin. I am bodiless. So three exercises. So again 3 points. And then 11th, three blessings. What are they? Those who are obedient, that is second, they will get the blessing of, those who follow father, they will get the blessing of being Farman Bardar. Farman Bardar means obedient. First, those who have power of transformation, they will get the blessing of Amar Bhava, remaining imperishable. And third blessing? Yes? Arvind bhai, what is the third blessing? Those who love Baba, they will get the blessing of being very much near to Baba and Nyara and detached from different obstacles of Maya. So three blessings. And the last, 12th. Again three groups. First is Karnataka, second is double foreigners, and third is teachers. What did he say to the Karnataka group? Okay, so your combined form should show some, I don't know what is the word for chalwa, should show some power, some magic. So that is one thing. Again, what did he say to Karnataka? Bring heirs. Okay. So you have to bring heirs. Then you are happy because you are content, because you have made others content. Seva ka bal phal. Bal means strength, phal means fruit. That is what you have got over here. So that was with Karnataka. Second was double foreigners. What did he say to them? You have to show the father to the world. What else? You are intoxicated. You are always flying. You are intoxicated. You are flying. You are not here to walk. And you are the stars of success. You are the stars of success. Urtikala. Nasha, not here for walking, but flying. And who are you? Safalta ke sitare, the stars of success. And last, teachers. What did he say to teachers? They are the instrument. They have to show to the world that they are like the father. They have to show to the world that the student should feel that our teacher follows the father. What a beautiful thing. Teachers, what the student should feel? Our teacher follows the father. So these are the 12 points. In each point, there are 3 points. So, that was in short about yesterday's Murli. So what is the homework? Convert all the negativity of life into positive. Convert all the solution problems of the life into solutions. Give no more reasons. Stay in a very elevated self-respect. Very elevated self-respect. We are the ancestors of the world. We are the forefathers of this world. We are the progenitors of this world. We are the one who are at the root of this genealogical tree. So many self-respects, so many points of higher consciousness, and work on the fickle mind, chanchal man. This chanchal man, which is always trembling, not stable, flickering all the time. Intellect wandering, make it concentrated, make it stable. When you make the intellect stable, whatever you read once, you will be able to remember. Whatever you focus on, you can grasp the things very fast, in less time. And third thing, old sanskars. If you are saying old, then why are you bringing, go to the oldest then. Don't bring older. If you want, you are very much attached to the old. Go to the oldest. And what is the oldest? Adi anadi sanskar. That is your sanskar. Look at everyone like that. And there is one more point. If you are lost in love of Baba, those children get one Vardhan. What is that? This is a separate point, but most powerful. For them, Tufan, storms, turn into gift. This is the Vardhan, this is the blessing, this is the benediction Baba is giving. Those who are lost in love of God, they will get this blessing. So there are multiple points. Okay. Bachcho ke geet, what to do, how to do. Baba says, you keep on singing these songs. Stop these songs. So read this Murli again. Chant this Murli. Read, listen. Take out points for homework, for dharna. Discuss it. Share it. Understand it. Go into the depth of it. Work on it and think how to make it practical, the implication, the practical implementation of it. Om Shanti.